A group of 30 international women activists crossed the demilitarized zone from North to South Korea on May 24th in a symbolic effort to diminish the enmity between these two nations that have been divided for 70 years. Although the Korean War ended in 1953 with the signing of an armistice agreement, no final peace settlement has been negotiated between the North and South, which remain officially at war. The Peace Walk Project, called Women Cross DMZ, includes longtime American feminist Gloria Steinem and two Nobel Peace laureates, Mairead Maguire of Northern Ireland and Lema Bowie of Liberia. The group, which called for an end to the Korean War and for a new beginning for a reunified Korea, held international peace symposiums in the North Korean capital of Pyongyang and South Korea's capital, Seoul. The decades-long separation of many Korean families is but one of the painful unresolved issues of the divided nation. As the delegation of peace walkers entered South Korea, they were greeted both by supporters and opponents, some of whom protested what they viewed as the activists' exploitation by North Korea's authoritarian regime that has often been cited for gross human rights violations. Your reporter spoke with Medea Benjamin, co-founder of the group Code Pink Women for Peace, who participated in the peace walk. Here she discusses the goals of the Women's Walk for Peace and the story she heard on both sides of the border about the ongoing pain of the Korean War that cost the lives of 4 million people.
Well, Christine Ahn is a Korean-American who really has been working on this for a long time and put together an amazing group of 30 women. It was wonderful traveling with Gloria Steinem, I must say, at 81 years old. She is just a phenomena. People were saying, because she was often our spokesperson who would spontaneously be asked to say things. And in our group, there was a joke because somebody said, boy, you know, I wish I could speak like that when I'm 81. And we were all saying, we wish we could speak like that now. Because she would just summarize the whole situation in a very profound and diplomatic kind of way. And we had two Nobel laureates with us. We had several Korean Americans, some of whom, like Susie Kim, an historian, worked on these issues at Rutgers University for years. But we had people from 12 different countries represented. We had a woman from Zimbabwe, from Colombia, from Mexico, from Sweden. It was quite an extraordinary group of women.
And what was the objective of the action crossing the border, the DMZ?
We wanted to highlight the fact that there is still an unresolved major issue that has kept millions of families from seeing each other. Imagine there's an artificial border that the superpowers, and it was at the time in the Soviet Union and the U.S., decided upon. And it has kept the North and South divided now for 70 years. There are people who are in their 80s now who haven't been able to see their brothers, their sisters, their other relatives for 70 years. There was a brief time when there were some family visits were being allowed, but now the governments are back to being very hostile towards each other, and no more family visits are allowed. We were the third international group ever to cross from one Korea into the other Korea in 70 years.
I had read that the extraordinary thing about that was that you got the authorization from both North and South Korea to cross the border, to cross the DMZ. What's the significance of that, do you think?
Well, there's another piece of it, is you have to get the permission from the UN that is in charge of that border, and the U.S. controls the UN there, so we had to get the U.S. involved. I mean, there are many moving parts of all of this. Actually, the North Koreans were more open to this project than the South Koreans were. It's probably above the heads of most of the listeners, but it turned out to be an important issue that there were two possible crossings. One is where the armistice was signed, which would have been a more symbolic place to cross, and that's where we wanted to cross. And one is where there's an industrial zone. The only relationship between the North and South has been a business relationship and in the industrial zone, and that's where the South Koreans wanted us to cross. In the end, we were forced to cross there. But it is interesting that we got more cooperation from the North than the South.
There was some criticism and I think even some protests when you crossed the border over into South Korea, criticism that somehow the North Korean government was somehow exploiting the march for their own propaganda purposes. I don't know how you respond to that. I think a further issue they were talking about when it came to women, that women in the North have been reported by human rights organizations to have been subject to rape, murder, and torture specifically. And how did you respond to those folks who saw your action differently than, of course, your intent?
Well, you know, I've worked a lot on the issue of Cuba, and I just loved it when President Obama finally said, after 50 years of a policy that hasn't worked, it's time to try something different. And then in the case of Korea, we can say after 70 years of a policy that hasn't worked, it's time to try something different. And so we were the citizen diplomats, and we weren't there to support the North Korean government, the South Korean government. We were there to support peace. And I think while the North might have tried to exploit us for their means, the South, and particularly those in the South that don't want to see reconciliation, were trying to do the same. And I think we managed to stay above the fray and to keep the mantra that we are there as peacemakers. We are there as citizens. We never asked to meet with government officials. We didn't ask to meet with policymakers. And that we are representing what the Korean women can't do themselves, which is speak to each other. And in fact, we had minders in the North, and some people called them assistants or translators, call them what you will. When we went to say goodbye to them, it was full of tears and hugs, and they were real people that we came to like a lot. And the person who was my interpreter, as we were leaving, the last thing she said is, please give our love to the South Korean sisters. So on both sides, we really felt this tremendous longing to be one country, to have the armistice be converted into a peace treaty, and to figure out a way to meld these two countries that have not only been separated for all these years arbitrarily, but also now have regimes that are so different from each other. And, you know, how do you reconcile that? But it has to be done. And unfortunately now, it's people who do not have North or South Korean passports that can do this.
That was Medea Benjamin, co-founder of the group Code Pink Women for Peace. Find more information and commentary on the Korean Women's Walk for Peace by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.